This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I am Rick, your host, and joining me live in the studio right now, a couple of friends are having a good time, laughing it up, and talking about food and other great things that make life so special. John and Lamar are here from the Poughkeepsie Ice House. Good morning.
Good morning.
Come, you guys got to come close to the mic. That's the only thing. That's better. So Lamar, you still won't come close to the mic. He's a little nervous, and I don't know if he's really, really up yet. But, you know, we're holding him to it. So good morning, Lamar.
Good morning.
There we go. But Chef John is up, and he's bright, and he's lively, and he's going to talk to us about what's going on at the Poughkeepsie Ice House. Now, you've been on the water in Poughkeepsie for how long?
Me personally or the ice house?
Well, the ice house, sorry. Well, you personally, have you been on the water a lot in Poughkeepsie?
I'm there from time to time, yeah. We've been down there for about 6 years now. Going strong. We've had six really good seasons. I guess we're actually going into our sixth right now. I started off there way back when it first opened. Kind of came down looking for a job. Maybe just to wait tables on the weekend, and it turned into a lot more. Ended up helping out in the kitchen a lot, kind of developed the menus and all that, and then we hit the ground running, and here we are today still.
What are some of the specialties that the Ice House presents?
One of our most popular things that we have is our seafood mac and cheese. It's been a staple since day one.
Mac and cheese? Yeah. So, like, what is the seafood ingredient?
We've got scallops and shrimp and lobster in there. Wow. A nice smoked Gouda cheese kind of gives it a unique smokiness to it.
Yeah.
And a nice lobster stock is what kind of brings it all together. We use cavatappi pasta, so a little bit longer than macaroni noodles.
Nice.
But yeah, it's really good. People love it. So.
Well, that's a wonderful comfort staple as well. So now for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, has it been very successful for you? Ice House?
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for us to kind of get some people in that maybe not wouldn't come by otherwise. So it gives us a chance to kind of showcase what we do. So we do put those staples like the seafood mac and cheese on there, as well as kind of take it as an opportunity to maybe try out some things that we're going to put on the menu for the spring.
Nice.
The feedback has been great. Everybody that's come in has really enjoyed it. We're not skimping on the portions, so you're going to leave full. You're going to leave happy.
Now, Lamar, come on up to the mic.
Yes, sir.
Get really close. Managing the front of the house is a skill.
It is.
So do you relish it? Do you love maintaining the front of the house?
I do, definitely. I am sort of like John, like I am culinary trained too, but I moved to the front of the house and I definitely like found my way that in the front of the house, like I feel like I'm good with people, and like people tend to gravitate towards what I do in the front of the house. I still love to cook, but the front of the house is where I'm at right now.
So you can oversee everything, what's
exactly
coming off the line, what's going out to the
right
tables, how the service is, what's happening out there, and making sure that the money's getting in the register. Of course.
Exactly.
These are all important things to do in the front of the house. Now, for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, have you seen an increase in clientele over the past 2 weeks?
Definitely. We bring in more business this time of year during Restaurant Week, but our main time is like spring, summer. We have a patio that seats about 180 people.
Let's talk about the location.
Because, right on the Hudson.
I mean, right on the Hudson.
Can't get any closer.
And it's the Ice House, because back in the day, of course,
it was an ice house originally.
Right. And we got ice right from the Hudson because it's filled with water. So now the patio is overlooking the Hudson.
Exactly.
So you can't find a better place on the Hudson River to dine, relax, enjoy the space, and there's plenty of room to move around there.
Exactly.
So
our patio is large. The inside of the restaurant is large as well. We seat about 80 inside, so It's a beautiful place to just come, bring your family, kids, dogs, whatever. We're friendly.
Dogs
to,
can come? Yeah, hang out on the patio?
Of course.
All right. You got a bowl of water for them?
I don't know if we have a bowl of water.
All right. Well, sometimes, you know, establishments
we'll
have a little bowl
we'll
of water. Because the dogs get thirsty. You know, before you know it, you're giving them something under the table. It's like sliding them a little bit of food. So they get a little thirsty.
Dogs, cats, whatever you want to bring, we'll make it happen.
Sweet, because I have a friend who has a pet scorpion and he likes to take it out.
I don't know about that.
All right, no scorpions.
No scorpions, but dogs,
cats on
cats,
a leash. That's cool.
Whatever you want to bring.
John, let's get back into the kitchen. The menu for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week at the Ice House. What is... Well, you have three courses, so let's talk dessert.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you got?
We've got a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, we do a nice chocolate peanut butter mousse. People really love that. We have a classic carrot cake. That's another really good one. But we have another staple that we have on the dessert menu, and that's our toffee blondie. Mm. House-made weekly. Got to give a shout out to Anthony Jones. He's the guy that has the magic fingers on that.
Nice.
So
Mr. Jones.
Yes, he kills it every single time. And again, that's just like it's a toffee crumble kind of dessert. Comes with a nice big scoop of vanilla ice cream. And you can't ask for anything better than that.
Now, as the chef, do you imagine all these creations and then make it come to fruition on the menu?
Yeah, it's kind of I don't know if I operate the same way a lot of other people operate. To me, an idea will pop in my head midday. I'll jot it down. And then I kind of compile those things later, give them a shot. Some things make it, some things don't. But the creative process is just kind of something that organically happens throughout the workday to me. So,
well, as a child, I've been told not to play with my food. But John, is this something that you do all the time?
You have to. It's the only way. You got to play with your food. If you don't play with your food, then your food's just going to stay boring. So,
that's what I told my mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, John Lamar, thank you so much for being here. It's a pleasure to see both of you. And I can't wait to get down to the Poughkeepsie Ice House and have myself a delicious meal. Lunch is on Prefix. Dinner is on Prefix. Check out HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com for more information. And please visit PoughkeepsieIcehouse.com and stop by and say hi to Lamar. He'll be in the front of the house to greet you. He's got a really cool, like, I don't know, it's about 10-foot afro going. It's pretty cool. And he,
dreadlocks.
He ties them back somehow, keeps them back, but it is cool. We're kidding. And John is the only chef I've ever seen wearing all velour. He's got a cool suit. You can catch him in the kitchen wearing his velour chef outfit. And they are not only looking good, but they work hard to make you happy or to bring happiness to your life. And that's what goes on at the Poughkeepsie Ice House. And I will be there for some of the delicious treats you've mentioned, such as the seafood mac and cheese. Sounds like, can't wait. So you can sample that and so much more during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Visit PoughkeepsieIcehouse.com. Check out the menu and so much more and visit HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. We wish you the best weekend. And that's to John and Lamar and to all of you listening at 98.1 KZE.